Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We have got you until 6 o'clock. Nico Horner is going to join us in about 10 minutes. You never want to miss an opportunity to hear from Nico as the Cubs get ready to start their series up against the Giants, and they are making room to get back into this race. So we will discuss that a little bit with Nico. Alex is back from Europe. He's totally refreshed. Tanny is not refreshed. He needs another vacation. That man is Big Ant Heron.
Did I do that right?
Yes! 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 That's someone who likes the show.
How you doing, buddy? Have a good day, all right?
We love Big Ant Heron, and it's a great day to have him here because there's going to be a lot of news coming out of House Hall. The cuts will be finalized in about 40 minutes. We're going to let you hear from Ben Johnson. We're also going to let you hear from Ryan Poles. He's going to talk today. I'm curious on whether or not he takes questions, and I know that that's a weird thing to be curious about, but considering that the last time he spoke, he didn't, I'm curious on if he'll take questions today, especially since his head coach was like, you got to ask Ryan about what's going on with Jalen Johnson. That's not fun, but we'll get to that later on. It is cut down day, and the beauty of having Big Ant Heron here is that he has dealt with this on a level that the rest of us really can't relate to.
So I've been cut.
You've been. I wasn't going to say that part, but what's this like for someone who was always like wondering if they were the 53rd or 52nd man on a roster? What was this like for you?
It's a different deal, man. I was talking to former Illini great and NFL great Brad Hopkins about this on NFL radio over the weekend. Just with this final day approaching, there is sort of this heightened alertness and awareness that the middle of the roster kind of has to a certain extent, but then the bottom of the roster and guys who realize it might be a long shot, you're just waiting and you're wondering. And you know, a lot of the conversation that ends up happening in the days leading into this period of time, a lot of times it'll be the veterans kind of reassuring you about whether or not the opportunity is going to be your last, or if it doesn't work here, you've been auditioning for all these other teams around the league. And especially my rookie year, before I'd ever been through anything like that before, was just a really unique experience because, you know, for me, as an undrafted free agent, and then, you know, I got to the point where, you know, I was having a really good off season, going through mini camps and OTAs, and I'm running behind the twos for a stretch, backing up Robert Porcher, who's about to be inducted into the Lions, like, Ring of Honor. Really, they don't call it a Ring of Honor, but essentially the Lions Ring of Honor. They're going to induct Robert Porcher into it this season.
I have a suggestion. They should call it the Lions Pride.
Mm-hmm. And they honestly might.
That's going to have fun with names.
It is fun.
Get the whatever the alumni emails are. I didn't commit it to memory, but their version of the ring of maybe it's the Den or something.
Oh, that's good. That's also good.
It's something along those lines. But so I like running with the twos. We're going through the preseason games, and we get through the second to last preseason game, which I think we had either four or five preseason games that year, my rookie year, but against the Pittsburgh Steelers, we're at Heinz Field, and I'm out there, and I'm accustomed to that point. I'm doing reps with the twos, the threes, the fours. Like, it's, you know, they're trying to get the rookies some work to see if they can count on me, if they can depend on me. I had broken my foot in the first preseason game, and I was referencing this the other night just through the context of how, you know, we've right now seen where Kyle Tucker is just kind of coming out of this funk that he's been in offensively, and the reports weren't out there initially that he had the fractured finger, fractured hand. And for me, I broke the calcaneus bone in my foot, which is like basically the heel bone, and I broke the front of the top of the calcaneus bone after I got rolled up in the first preseason game. So my production dipped, and I wasn't playing as well because I didn't want to take any practices off, and I kept hearing you can't make the club in the tub. I'm this undrafted free agent, so I'm just toughing it out and limping around in every practice, in every game, and I'm still out there competing. They signed Alonzo Spellman, who I grew up watching as a Bears fan, and so that, you know, how that impacted me just as a rookie who's now all banged up, and I'm thinking I'm in this great spot to not only make the squad but be a contributor as a rookie, as an undrafted free agent, and now I'm limping around everywhere, and they signed this dude who to me was kind of the pinnacle of Bears potential. After Richard Dent and Trace Armstrong, Alonzo Spellman was going to be the next great Bear. And I'm going out there, sitting in the stands at Soldier Fields with my pops, watching Zoe out there. So now I'm at the point where I'm in my rookie season, and he's on the latter stages of his NFL career. They sign him, and then they immediately just boot him right over in front of me. So now Zoe's running with the twos. I'm just rotating with all these different groups. So I'm limping through this Steelers game. I have a heat stroke during the Steelers game in the second half of that game, so I can't finish that game. Again, still didn't miss any practices, so I go through the final preseason game, play well. I think that one was against the Titans. And I remember the very final team meeting we had, we're breaking down that film from the final preseason game and just listening to the man who was my D-line coach at the time, Charles Haley.
And uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't do that.
There were multiple comments he made under his breath as I was making plays, and he was saying things like, why couldn't he do that last week? He's like talking to himself, but loud enough where I can hear it because I'm sitting near him. And as he's, you know, I'm doing things well. And in my mind, I've responded to last week and I've persevered through this broken foot. And I can just hear Charles Haley making these comments as though I'm no longer on the team. And that struck me in that moment. Like, wait, so there's decisions they've already made about the roster count and the D-line depth and everything else. And I know I've put good film out there, but it's the first time, you know, as a professional in my rookie season, I'm like, man, this isn't going to work here, is it? And
wow.
There's a switch that has to flip in your brain when you're in that position, when you go through that, when you know there's discussions they've been having throughout the entire offseason leading to this moment right here. Unfortunately, you know, worked out elsewhere for a little while, but yeah, that moment is one that always sticks with me just to hear, like, man, my position coach, he knows it's not happening here. They ended up bringing me back later on. I was there for a couple more years, but that is what I think about on a day like today.
There's three different, there's Charlie, Chuck, and Charles. Charlie is the sensitive one. He's always crying. Charles is the sensible one. And then Chuck, he's that asshole.
We got a lot of Chuck in Detroit in the D-line room.
A lot of Chuck?
Yeah, whole lot of Chuck.
All right. I like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.